Thank you so much, Victor Mills, for joining us today on this landmark Valentine's Day for Singapore. And given that Singapore is a node and an anchor for the region itself. Today, our government released the budget for 2023, touted very well as the Valentine's Day gift. So my very first question, Victor, for this podcast, an inaugural podcast by speaking to bring the best of thought leader and the leadership to the region. Very first question, is this indeed a Valentine's Day gift for Singapore?
Oh, I really think so, Deepshikha, because, there were lots of bouquets for Singaporeans from the youngest to the oldest. There were measures to help mitigate the immediate cost of living pressures. There were measures announced to improve the affordability of housing for first-time buyers. There were measures to enhance the earliest years of life. There were more incentives to encourage Singaporeans to have more babies. And there were measures to enhance the employability and retirement adequacy of senior workers. I mean, it was just remarkable. The only question, of course, is just how sustainable are all of these measures? And it was interesting that the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance answered this very question by saying it's just not fiscally sustainable to rely on government support for the long term on inflationary pressures. And he very quickly pointed out that the better way to proceed was, of course, to build up the capabilities of businesses and workers to expand the economy.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Victor, for that. And you rightly said that I think it was a fantastic delivery the good, the efficient, and the effective by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Mr. Lawrence Wong. Ease of business, Victor, has been Singapore's hallmark. It is one of the most beautiful examples of how the business ecosystem comes together to build a strong economy and an impeccable social fabric for its residents. Let me just start at the pinnacle, maybe slightly, again, as I said, that slightly vested there. How do you think this budget was for entrepreneurs and to further the interest of entrepreneurship, both within Singapore and to attract entrepreneurs from outside of Singapore?
Well, I think the support in the budget continues a long tradition in the last 6-7 years of Singapore budgets for targeted support for Singapore companies. And you saw that in the announcement to enhance the Enterprise Innovation Scheme. And as we all know, every economy needs innovation. And the fact that companies can now look for more help to be developed, to be enabled to innovate and go global is only good news for Singapore businesses. And the other side of the coin was also dealt with in the budget, because the other side of the coin is, of course, enhancing foreign direct investment. And the news that the National Productivity Scheme could now be utilized to attract investments is a clear indication that both sides of the coin are equally important and equally valued. And of course, the whole end objective is to ensure a vibrant economy and provide good jobs for Singaporeans.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. So taking that cue, Victor, on the good jobs for Singaporeans, mentorship and upskilling has been very, very high on the agenda for Singapore. What steps do you see in the budget to further that interest?
Well, I think the Deputy Prime Minister announced that, you know, they are taking another look at Skills Future, which is the sort of the national initiative to enable more workers to build more capabilities. And the word that is often used is the upskilling word. And it was really encouraging to hear the Deputy Prime Minister say that, you know, there's a lot of quality out there in training, a lot of variance in quality. So they're taking another look at this to see how it can be improved. Because if we're going to have more productive businesses, we need more productive workers. And as you know, this mantra has been used in Singapore for at least the last 15 years, and especially in the last 10 years, all about businesses transforming, becoming more productive, and changing the types of jobs to create better jobs for Singaporeans who do their bit as workers by regularly upskilling. So I think the focus is very clear. Business transformation, worker transformation through the right kind of training. And I think that's exciting, and it is the right area to emphasize.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that again, Victor. So as we close, I think a lot of analysis will go on. We've just kind of gone towards the end of the budget announcement, and you've been very kind to give us time immediately with your expertise. Speaks volumes about your journey in the market and spending time with businesses like you do. May I also tell our listeners for those, I mean, unlikely, but those who don't know Victor Mills, he's probably one of the most famous people in the Singaporean business ecosystem. So again, a privilege today. Victor, one last question. What are your, if you were to summarize this budget for someone who's not really opened the Straits Times yet, what would you give them in three quick takeaways?
Well, I would say that this was a budget for the current time, in the sense of addressing what we hope will be short-term inflationary pressures, although it may be an extended short-term period, given what's happening in the global economy and the war in Ukraine and everything else that's going on around us. I think it's also a budget that builds on previous budgets to encourage greater levels of innovation, more companies to be grown in Singapore and then enabled to go global. I mean, I think the Deputy Prime Minister said that, you know, the road ahead will not be easy. And he qualified that by saying, but that's always been the case. And when you think about it, it always has been the case for every business and, of course, for Singapore. And especially in what the Deputy Prime Minister called the zero-sum thinking era, which is most regrettable. But this allows plenty of need for and practice of resilience, innovation, optimism, and above all, action. Action by businesses, action by employees.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Victor. That brings us to the end of our conversation. I would leave you. I'm sure there are a lot of businesses and business leaders from your network reaching out to talk to you. Hey, Victor, what does this mean for me? So we won't take much of your time, but thank you once again for joining us today. It was an absolute pleasure to have discussed the Singapore Budget 2023, the gift of Valentine for this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deepshika. Thank you for saying I'm famous. The more important thing, I'm not infamous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.